Hello and welcome to the Indigo Minute podcast. I am your host, Maxim Presence, the Ascension Alchemist. Thank you for being here with me now as I discuss the story of how we got here, the fall of consciousness. You are existence. That means, by definition, you exist and therefore will always exist, because existence has no beginning or end. It just is. All beginnings and endings are within existence. You are existence, and therefore you contain all beginnings and endings. You contain every story. You contain all that is. In the beginning of the creation of this universe, everything was in unity and love consciousness. The one is the all, and the all is the one, was the law and is the law of this universe that is within you. That means that there is only one energy from which everything is created. From this one energy, the universe was created within you. And as it was created, as that primary creator, you, created this universe, you split yourself off into all the different reflections of yourself. Thus, the one became the all, and the all were intimately connected with being the one. There was no separation. Everything exists here and now. So as the universe was created, you as the one experience yourself as the many, but even though you were experiencing yourself as individual aspects of yourself, many different reflections of yourself, you still knew that everything existed right here and right now, and therefore you were in unity with all of yourself, and there was no separation between one reflection of yourself and another. Each reflection contained the whole. Each reflection, each individual creator or aspect of yourself knew that it was one with the total creation, with all the creators. There was no separation. So in the beginning of this universe, everything was unified and made of that one energy. And as this unity between the creator gods was being experienced for many, many millions of years, these creator gods knew that what you give is what you're going to get back. So whenever the creator, one of the reflections of the one, one of the creator gods, said, I want to experience myself in a particular way, they instantly had that experience because there was no separation between them and what they imagined. They instantly got what they imagined. There was no time, there was no process. They thought or had an idea, and then they instantly experienced that thought or idea because there's no separation between them and that idea. There was no resistance to them being what they imagined. And as the creator gods, which were reflections of the primary creator, you know, the many parts of the one, as these creator gods were playing with the light of unity and love consciousness, there came an inevitable experience or a recognition of the separation anomaly. There is always the potential to experience the separation anomaly, because the separation anomaly is an aspect of existence. Everything in existence already exists, including the separation anomaly. So the potential to experience separation always existed, but it was unimaginable, unheard of, because all of the creators knew they were one with everything in creation, because there's only one energy. So how can you be separate from the one thing? If there's only one energy, how could you have an experience of yourself being separate from that one energy? Even though you could experience yourself in a diverse number of ways, you still knew that you were that one energy. So how could you actually experience yourself in different ways while also having the experience of being completely separate from what you're looking at? It was very, very unique concept to these creator gods in the beginning of this universe, because everything exists here and now. They were the all, and the all was them, and they just existed. So they didn't have an idea. It was very unknown to them what experimenting and experiencing separation would actually mean, or what that experience would feel like, because there was complete unity. It was very unknown to be separate, unheard of, very rare, very unique, very exotic. So some creator gods decided to begin to explore the separation, began to experiment with the separation, because everything is always changing, except that you will always exist. Everything is always made of one energy, and it exists here and now. And you'll always get what you give, but everything will continue to change. So this idea of experimenting with separation was one of those changes that came about. So there's many, many aeons of years, quote unquote, of experimenting with unity and love consciousness. And then there came a time through change of experimenting with separation. And so some creator gods decided not to experiment with the separation, and other creator gods, reflections of the one, decided to experiment with the separation anomaly, the primary anomaly. And the reason it's called an anomaly is because it is outside of unity consciousness. It is separate from unity and love consciousness. It's the anomaly, because everything is all one energy. So it's an anomaly because it's the experience of being separate from the one energy. And as the light began to experiment with the separation, it was very innocent. But that innocent exploration with the dark separation is what began the gradual fall of consciousness, because these creator gods began to consciously cut themselves off with their own energy by mixing with the separation anomaly, this concept of being separate from all that is, from yourself. They began to use their own energy to create walls and closed doors within the consciousness of their being. So as the creator gods began to experiment more and more with the separation, what ended up happening was they started to make creations that had some of that separation within the formula of the creation. So they ended up having a little bit of that wobble in their consciousness, where they closed the door between themselves and Source. They created a wall between themselves and Source, and from that state of being, created another creator God, or created another creation in that image that had some of that separation. And then those creator gods that were created from the original creator gods that had some of that separation mixed in ended up creating another copy. This time that copy had even greater separation within it. And so these creator gods began creating creator gods with greater separation, and it was the idea of creating a copy of a copy of a copy of a copy, and that began to produce more and more distortions, more and more negative creations. It's sort of like when you're creating with the consciousness of separation, your creations have that separation within them, because this separation anomaly ended up, this copy of a copy of a copy ended up creating all the negative extensions of the primary anomaly of separation, which is fear, doubt, and the seven deadly sins of pride, greed, lust, envy, gluttony, wrath, and sloth. So when you create with the energetics of greed, your creations end up having greed in them. And then when those creations create their own things, those things that are created have even greater greed in them, because that greed is passed down, that separation is passed down, trickled down, expanded out. So the distortion becomes greater and greater as it ripples out further and further away from that unity and source consciousness, from that love consciousness. So the creator gods that initially began creating and experimenting with the primary anomaly, the separation, being separate from all that is, fell from their unity consciousness, fell from their wisdom, their power, and their love. And they literally completely forgot who and what they are, because they've created so many separations within their consciousness through continuing to experiment with the separation, until it got so separate that there was no remembrance of who and what they were. There was so much limitation and lack and separation that the creator gods became trapped in the maze of their own creation. The separation, the maze that separated themselves from themselves, literally trapped the creator gods within their creations. And they became very unconscious of who they were. So it's like they are the ultimate power. The creator gods are the ultimate power, because they're one with Source. They're one with love, wisdom, and power. They're one with all that is. They have access to the greatest power. But because they use that greatest power to consciously at first experiment with cutting themselves off from it, until they got to a point where they cut themselves off from it to such a degree that they completely forgot that they had access to that power, that wisdom, that love, and they basically got trapped in their own creations. They got trapped in their own projections. And they got trapped in their own projections to such a degree that this separation played out for a very, very long time, through aeons of time, and was expressed in every possible way. The creator gods were at war with themselves for many, many, many millions of years, literally not knowing that they are the only thing that is, that they are all that is. And so they believe themselves to be separate from the thing they're looking at, and were at war with themselves, because the thing they're looking at is them, but they didn't know that, because there's too much separation blocking their vision from the truth of who they were, that they are what they're looking at, that they are all that is, that they are creation and existence itself. And through this deep unconscious state, the separation grew and became pretty much the king, the false king, the master over the true king of these creator gods. So they gave away their power to their own creations, and their own creations of separation ended up ruling them and trapping them within the separation. However, some of the creator gods began to overcome these distractions, that these inner and outer distractions, and began to consciously purify themselves of their personal separation of the seven deadly sins, and began to consciously reconnect themselves to the source and unity of their power and unity with all that is. So some of these creator gods ended up becoming dispassionate with all the outer and inner distractions, that these separations of the seven deadly sins of, you know, the pride, the greed, the lust, the envy, the gluttony, the wrath, and the sloth, these, all of these are distractions that keep the creator gods distracted and basically caught up in the separation, tangled up in it, distracted from looking within to discover the source of their power, their soul, their literally their freedom within. And so as some of them began to become dispassionate with, you know, being prideful of and being greedy to accumulate more, and being lustful and being envious and being overly indulgent with the pleasures of the outer forms, and being not buying into being at war with the outer projections, starting to understand that those projections are them, and getting off their ass, stop being slothful at just being unconscious, waking up and taking back their power. As these creator gods stopped being seduced by the lustful, you know, energy of the outer pleasures of form, and started looking to their source, their, stop being prideful that they're the ones, that their ego is the one in charge, and stop being prideful that they're somehow more powerful than the source. And they started clearing their fears and their doubts of who they were. These creator gods that had the courage to consciously begin to purify themselves of their personal separation of these distractions of the seven deadly sins and the primary anomaly, these creator gods were the ones that began to find their way back. That has always been available and open, but very narrow. The path to their source has been narrow, but the door to it has always been open and available. But it's been very narrow of a path because of how much distraction and how much separation and how much lack of support from their environment existed all around and within them. So these creator gods, these great beings, they had to really contemplate the true nature of reality in themselves by any means necessary, because everything was infected with the separation anomaly in their environment. Their closest family, friends, and the societal pressures, and their own inner doubts and fears, and because the separation anomaly was infected within the very psychology of these great creator beings, they were attacked from their own thoughts and emotions, and they were attacked from others projecting their own fears and dependencies on the separation anomalies onto them. So these creator gods had to overcome quite a bit from other people that loved them, that supported them, and from within themselves in order to reconnect with their source. And so it took great ingenuity to carefully separate all the bullshit from the gold within themselves and within the world. So they had to purify themselves by using their conscious attention on their intention to become one again with Source, with their power, and remember who they were. And through this courage, because it's challenging to do this, it takes a lot of, it takes a warrior mentality to cut away all the separation, to cut away all of these distractions. It is not for the weak-hearted or weak-willed, because everything is looking to tangle you. The separation anomaly is a force. It's like an entity that has a very intelligent, wise strategy. It's been in power for many, many millions of years, and it's going to do whatever it can and use whoever it can to get you to become unconscious again, to get you to become tangled within the distractions, to get you to serve it as your master rather than your source, the light and power of your true self. And so it takes great courage to cut yourself and purify, cut yourself off from the separation and purify yourself from the separation and reconnect yourself consciously to the source. And there are many, many star seeds from high levels of consciousness that agreed to incarnate on the planet in order to raise humanity back to unity consciousness. There are many, many star seeds that had high levels of consciousness existing on different planets within the universe that did not experiment with the separation, that did not fall victim to the separation. And they decided together to lower their consciousness into the separation because they knew they could wake themselves up, because they had sort of a experience with being powerful enough to do this. And so they decided to, these star seeds decided to help humanity out, decided to help some of these trapped creator gods out by lowering their consciousness and consciously, literally, forgetting who they were, but knowing that they had the key codes within their DNA, within their soul essence, to reawaken individually and then awaken together, collectively, and rise together, collectively, to transform the collective consciousness of humanity back into unity and love consciousness. And symbolically, they are the 144,000 masters that decided to incarnate through, you know, thousands of years and step by step build the consciousness templates to set them in place to wake humanity back up. So if you look back throughout history, there are many great beings that step by step created ideas, created inventions, created different patterns of consciousness through their own conscious effort to create sort of platforms and geometric containers that allowed humanity to take steps in raising their consciousness back up. Back up into the potential of fully stepping into unity consciousness. And these are the great beings throughout history that you very well know of. All the great inventors in science, all the great inventors in psychology, philosophy, all the great inventors in spirituality, all the great inventors in art and music. All these great beings that were the great humanitarians that used their own conscious will and connection to source to create templates to raise the collective consciousness back up into its original schematics of unity and love consciousness. And they work together all across the planet in a synchronism through their intuition. Most of the time, they're separate from each other, working alone in their different parts of the world. Sometimes they gather together and work in teams, in soul groups. Other times, they're completely alone in different areas. But all of the time, they're connected in through these invisible threads with each other, working together to weave a new web of unity consciousness. And step by step, dismantle the separation anomaly and get to a point where they can unite in a much greater way and transform the separation anomaly with love in one fell swoop, with one major victory of the light, to bring about the golden age. And if you're listening right now, you are here on a mission. You're part of this collective, here to awaken yourself back into your connection with the greatest power that you are, and transform that separation within your personal character, within your personal ego, within your personal projected self-image, and unite, and then unite, or simultaneously unite with others like you to transform the separation within the collective. Because every time you transform the separation within your personal self, you're doing a service by transforming the separation within the collective. Because every time you take responsibility for clearing your own lust, your own greed, your own anger, your own envy, your own pride, your own slothful energy, your own overindulgence, your own unconsciousness, your own fear, your own doubt. Every time you transform a bit of that within yourself, everything that you create from that moment onward does not have those energetics within your creations. Therefore, every word you say has less greed in it, has less envy in it. Every thought you think has less lust in it, has less pride in it. Every feeling you feel has less anger in it, has less gluttony in it. And therefore, every person you interact with is affected by the positivity, the power in your auric field on an individual level. So every time you transform some of the separation within yourself back into unity and love consciousness, you affect every single person you meet. You affect the collective energy field, you affect your personal community of, and in your personal sphere of influence. So by transforming yourself, you literally transform the world. By changing yourself, you literally are changing the world. And when you unite with others that transform themselves and actually use your power together, create a grid of like-minded individuals that are one with source, becomes a very powerful force and creates an opportunity to create a collective shift into a new golden age of love and unity consciousness right now. And this opportunity is the greatest it's ever been right now because of this great shift of consciousness that we're in right now. That we have the greatest opportunity to unify right now and shift the collective very, very quickly. It only takes 1% of the population of the planet to unify and decide that there will be world peace and prosperity, abundance for all. And it just takes a group of individuals to remember who they are to become very clear at their very core of who they are, and use that power of love together, and realize that that intention of love, that thought, that feeling of love is a power and is an action. And that action does transform negative into positive just by a conscious, consistent intention. Mind over matter is a real thing. When you send love to something, that thing you send love to, it flourishes, it grows, it blossoms. When you give love to a plant, that plant grows faster. When you give love to a child, that child feels loved and is empowered to become to grow into its full potential. When you give love to yourself, the cells, the atoms of your body literally restructure to create harmony create geometric harmony. And that geometric harmony creates hyperconductivity within the body. It creates flow within the consciousness. It creates positive prosperity and abundance in the life stream. So as you begin to identify with your power more and more, you will become less and less unconscious until you will get to a point where you will be untouchable by the separation and will be untouchable for the seven deadly sins and the fears and the doubts to seduce you or tempt you back into identifying with a limited and lacking small self. You'll become so anchored in your powerful presence that you'll no longer consider any of the bullshit of the separation and the doubt and the fear, and you'll no longer be a small, limited self. You will be the powerful creator that you have always been but forgot yourself to be. And the more of us that awaken to this great truth and transform all the anomalies within ourselves, the faster we can come together in unity and use our birthright, our God-given power, to transform the negatives of the collective consciousness into positives and create and experience heaven on earth now. Because right now, we have the greatest opportunity to shift into a new golden age. And it takes creators and masters such as yourself to consciously, with their will and effort and intention, to transform themselves and the world at large. In future podcasts, I will describe greater tools and techniques and consciousness mechanics of how to transform some of these seven deadly sins and the mechanics behind how you create as the creator. But this podcast was dedicated to how we got here and the story of how we fell from our power, our wisdom, our love, and how we can rise back to where we already exist now in that complete empowered self, as that complete empowered self. So anytime you face any challenges on your path of self-transformation, always look first and ask first to the source of your being, your I Am presence, because your presence is one with you. It's that greater part of you. It's that part of you that has your greatest interest in mind, and it will always provide clarity for any questions or challenges that you face on the path of self-transformation. So it's your very source of your being, and it's your greatest ally. So you need to begin to cultivate a relationship with your presence and always look to it first. Don't look to some outer thing first. Ask your presence first, and your presence will respond via symbols and synchronicities in your outer reflections, and in your inner thoughts and feelings and in outer people and places and things. So stay vigilant as you come into your full presence powers, because those that seek will find. Again, I've been Max in Presence, and this is the Indigo Minute Podcast. You can find out more info on the Ascension Process on IndigoMinute.com. May the source of peace and love always be with you. Wishing you many, many blessings.